How does KC's attack change without Dwyer, or how has it changed?
Rubio brings a different dynamic to the team. I don't think he's as individually talented, but he might fit the system and the team a little bit better. I think he links up well with his teammates. You know, he brings them into the play. He's always looking to hold the ball, lay off, and run. He's a smart player. Not as fast and one-on-one, and maybe doesn't have the same fight as Dwyer, but a very good soccer player. And their wings are very talented one-on-one. They're fast and crafty. We're gonna have our hands full defensively for sure.
And how does y'all's attack and defense change without Greg?
Mikey's been great for us. The limited time that he's gotten, I thought he's done very well for us. So I think that he'll fit in. Greg is an important part of the team, of course, and the way he gets up and down. We're going to ask the same of Mikey. But the way that we play, nothing will change.
What was the highlight of your All-Star experience in Chicago? Just some positives you take from it, just on and off the field.
Probably just being around the great players for a couple of days of training, a couple of meals as well, just getting to know some of the guys off the field. And everybody's very down to earth, good people. Doesn't matter what level they've played at and what they've accomplished in their career, just good people. Obviously, the highlight of the whole thing was the game itself. It was fantastic to be out there on the field with Madrid. Was awesome. To tie it up there at the end was pretty cool. So all around a great experience.
There were reports by Doug and others about the MLS All-Star Game possibly coming to Atlanta. What would that mean for the community and being in a new stadium? And you're experiencing it in another city. What would it mean for it to be here in Atlanta?
It'd be a big thing. There was a lot of buzz around Chicago. There was a lot going on, a lot of events. The All-Stars, they put us through the ringer. We're all over the place. So it would be a great chance to bring the best players in MLS here to Atlanta and make them accessible for fans to meet and get autographs. And, it's a big spectacle. I wish they could put it on a weekend so that, we can enjoy it a little bit more. But the event is awesome. Obviously, the game will bring in a packed house and a fantastic opponent. So I hope it comes to fruition because that'd be awesome.
Who would you like to play? I mean, they played Manchester United, Tottenham, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid.
That's a good question.
I finally asked one.
I don't know, actually. I definitely would not say I would want to play Barca. I don't think that would be good for the All-Stars. Honestly, they're a team that...
Even without Neymar?
You can't prepare in a day and a half. And that's realistically all the All-Stars have is a day and a half to get on the same page and prepare. And the way that they press and keep the ball, it wouldn't be fun. So not Barca. Anybody else?
Anybody else?
Zidane praised the level of the MLS players, and that's certainly some high praise coming from Real Madrid's coach. As a player, from your perspective, do you see the league developing at an individual level over the past few years?
Absolutely. I think that recently there's been a big influx of foreigners, and I think that they've raised the level of play here in MLS. I think it's been great for the league. We've got our own evidence right here in Atlanta of what they can bring to the table, and I think in the MLS All-Star Game, you see that there aren't too many American players in the team. And you can look at the downside of that. You can also look at the upside of that is that we're bringing in a lot of very good foreign talent that's helping the league grow and the level of play get very high very quickly. And so I think it'll continue.
From a national team standpoint, what you just said, does that worry you at all that we aren't creating American players who are... abundantly part of the All-Star team, or is that something that's just going to take time to develop?
Yeah, it'll take a little bit of time. I think it'll become worrisome if there's not as many Americans starting in MLS. I don't think we're at that point yet, but maybe down the road it would have to be something that they would be concerned about. I mean, we do have the limit on number of foreign players that teams are able to have on their squad. I don't think it's an issue yet. A lot of the national team players do play here in MLS, so we are developing players for the national team, so that's good.
Anything else? Changing candidates. Garber said there's kind of four with energy right now: Sacramento, Nashville, Detroit. I forgot the other. You have any preference to this story?
Miami.
No, that's separate. Yeah. What's the other one? Sacramento.
It's on the middle of disaster.
You have a preference for where MLS might go?
I love the small town feel.
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati's a great one. What they're doing is awesome. I don't know what their plans are as far as if they're making the stadium or they're playing that one that they're playing in. But as far as atmosphere and club, I think that's a great one. Nashville would be awesome just because I've heard great things about the city.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would take away fans from us. I don't think not so much. So I'd be in favor of that one. But even Sacramento as well. I do like visiting these towns that are these cities that aren't the huge bustling cities. It's nice to get to them. It's unfortunate Miami's already engraved, it seems. I'd much rather some of these other cities, but
yeah,
don't get a preference.
No, it's a baton.